And welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. I'm your host, Shannon Brinias. Glad to be here on this Wednesday morning. And so glad to be seeing signs that the economy is slowly coming back to life. You know, it's been 12 weeks since the governor issued that stay-at-home order, closing restaurants and many other public spaces, but especially restaurants, I think, is where a lot of us noticed it most, to in-house dining. And a lot of them were scrambling to even do takeout dining. Now, the impact of the closure, we know, has been significant on our economy, on the restaurants, on really the atmosphere and environment that surrounds us in our public lives. We know some restaurants haven't made it. Some have closed their doors. Some have laid off staff. Some have completely revamped their business model. But there is light. We know last week the governor provided new guidance that has restaurants serving at 50% capacity. And for those of our listeners who haven't yet made it to one of those dine-in experiences, I know it's a small thing to sit in a restaurant and just enjoy that wonderful food and that ambiance, but even at this stage, it is a wonderful feeling. Joining me now this morning are two people who represent brands that have deep roots in Southern Colorado's restaurant scene. I'd like to welcome to the show Mackenzie Maltby, who's the marketing consultant with Altitude Hospitality Group, representing Tamayo. Mackenzie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So good to be here.
And also Sarah Mishler, who's the Chief Brand and Strategy Officer with Blue Star Group. And Sarah, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
It has been such a drastic down and up, and we're starting to see the up. I'm going to start with Mackenzie. Let's take a minute and remind viewers, first of all, what restaurants make up Altitude Hospitality Group that you represent?
Sure. So we've got a host of brands. Our restaurants include Northside Social, which just opened on the north end, actually right when everything started to kind of fall apart, but we also have Garden of the Gourmet Market and Cafe, which is on kind of the old Colorado City area, and then we've got a catering company, the Pinery at the Hill, Sprig, which we're opening downtown until, which is actually going into Garden of the Gods Gourmet Market here in the next couple months. So we've got quite a few brands, but our restaurants obviously are the ones that have been the most impacted the last few months.
Tell us, expand on that a little, how COVID-19 impacted the various restaurants.
Sure. So, you know, Northside Social, you know, we opened beginning of the year, which is like a family-friendly concept. Think gaming and, you know, fast bites and those types of things. And obviously when everything happened, you know, the place that people don't necessarily want to be at is a place where everyone's touching things. Sure. So we closed that down right when kind of we were instructed to. And so we haven't opened yet, but we are looking to open, you know, at the end of the month, kind of depending on kind of what things look like in the next couple of weeks. But Garden of the Gods Market and Cafe, which is a market, which we have takeout food, which has been wonderful. So during COVID, we were able to provide you know, food for hospitals and those types of things. And our catering company kind of worked alongside the market to really provide takeout food that was good and delicious and fast and easy and affordable for people. And now that we are able to open the restaurant, we have been at that 50% capacity. But it is interesting to kind of see the transition between, you know, closing, takeout, and then reopening again. You know, even just from, you know, a customer perspective, it's been an interesting dynamic because I think everyone's relearning what it's like to eat out again.
Definitely. And it's different. You know, you can't have tables that are close together. You can't have a large group that goes out. One of our reporters here, Hannah Knudsen, wanted to host a wedding gathering of, I think it was 8 people, but you couldn't seat that many people at a table, and you couldn't even have 2 tables that were closer together than 6 feet. So a lot of things to take into consideration. So you mentioned a little bit, you touched on a little bit the reopening plans, but tell us how you're staging that, how you're gradually bringing about more of a reopened status.
Right. Well, I think, everybody can kind of speak to this if they're, a restaurant owner, or, 50% capacity sometimes isn't necessarily helpful in the sense that, you still have to pay for staff, you have to bring it, all of your amenities back into the restaurant. And so for Northside Social being so huge like it is, we're kind of waiting to basically have a little bit more, capacity. 50% for us isn't as helpful as Garden of the Gods Gourmet. So we're kind of waiting in that regard. But at Garden of the Gods, we've seen, huge success. Everybody's super excited to come out. But it's just taking those precautions in regards to, you have to wait outside, for a table. We don't necessarily have the capacity we did before. So I think just the hyper communication has been wonderful with customers, because they understand that, we're all doing the best that we can. We would love to have everybody packed in as quickly as we can, but also very cognizant of, we're still very much in the thick of COVID and all those types of things. So, with Northside, I think, we're hoping to open by the end of the month, but we just also want to be very, being a family-friendly gaming kind of facility, we also want to be cognizant of that as well.
So with Northside Social, talk about a difference to the, you had one business model and then this happens and it does impact you. Now, can you move forward with other things during the interim at that location?
Right. And so we are in phase two right now of construction. So we're opening up the yard. And so we're really excited about that. So that'll be 8 pickleball courts. We'll have kind of like a veranda. We'll have cabanas that you can rent, a place for outside seating and live music as it can be allowed. And so we love the idea of building out outside, especially being the fact that, in this kind of COVID time, outside is preferred. So we started about 2 weeks ago, and we hope to be done with construction in the next month or so.
Wow, it sounds like a country club. Is that where you're aiming for?
I think that, Mitch Yellen's the owner, and he just wanted to have an approachable place for everybody. So I think in his mind, it's the country club for people that can't afford country clubs. Come and be a part of pickleball, have wine with your girlfriends, the guys can come at night. It's just kind of a place where family can kind of be the center and everybody has an activity. So that's kind of what we're aiming for.
Okay. So if listeners right now are curious about Northside Social as well as the other places, where can they go to find out more information?
Sure. So Northside Social website is probably the best place to go. So that's northsidesocialco.com. And then we'll have a list of activities and kind of what's coming up in the coming days.
Okay, well, great. We want to hear much more from you, but right now we got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be bringing in Sarah Mishler, who's with Blue Star Group, talking about many of these same issues. Certainly, when you go through this, it not only affects each individual restaurant and restaurant group, but it infects the industry as a whole. And we have certainly seen a lot of darkness, but also a lot of lightness as people try to band together and support their restaurants. So we're going to be coming back talking much more about the current restaurant industry situation. That's here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today we are delving into the world of restaurants in Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region and how they have been impacted negatively during the initial pandemic response when so many things had to be closed down. Now there is more cause for optimism, although it's very much a difficult a mountain to climb because of coming back is not coming back to where we were back in January. It's coming back to a new normal. And joining me on the phone right now, we were just talking with the representative of Altitude Hospitality Group, but now we want to welcome in Sarah Mishler, who's the Chief Brand and Strategy Officer for Blue Star Group. Our listeners, Sarah, may not know all the restaurants that are involved here, so why don't you kind of run them down?
Yeah, Blue Star Group has a couple different brands. Lau's Taco Shop, which is on the north side of downtown, kind of tucked away on the Colorado College campus, which serves Hawaiian-style tacos. And then in Ivy Wild School, we have two different concepts, the principal's office, which has been an anchor in the Ivywild School since it opened. Principal's office serves craft coffee and cocktails. Then also inside Ivywild School, the Ivywild Kitchen for the past couple years has been the kitchen that has provided all the food to the different drink experiences that you can have within Ivywild School. And then despite the pandemic, we 3 weeks ago opened our newest concept, Stellina Pizza Cafe.
Oh, it went forward with something like that. That is a bold move, a bold move. Tell us how COVID-19 impacted the journey of all these restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a journey. When you said 12 weeks at the top of the show, it kind of feels like 2 years, just because so much has happened. I think we took the approach to really take care of our employees as much as we could. We did have to furlough quite a few of them, but we started out pretty early providing family meals free of charge to our staff that we had to furlough and their families, really making sure they had the resources they needed to file unemployment, to find other resources that were in the community. And then, of course, we did our best to try to figure out ways that we could keep serving food out of our restaurants. Lau's Taco Shop was already set up for takeout and delivery before coronavirus hit our community. So it was an easy transition for Lau's to just stop doing dine-in and carry forward with their takeout and delivery business, which we love how much the community has come out and support and either walk up to the window at Lau's and order food or order it directly online for delivery or pickup. Ivywild School, a little bit more complicated building project, all that stuff. We decided to take the opportunity to actually do some renovations inside Ivywild School. And so those are still actually going on. Redoing the floors, changing out some of our kitchen spaces. So doing some construction projects that will keep us from fully opening for a little while longer while those construction projects finish up. And then, of course, we opened Stellina Pizza Cafe 3 weeks ago.
and as anyone who I remember talking to someone who owned a restaurant once who said that they were badly in need of renovations, but when can you close? Because that is your income stream. So in a way, maybe this has given, at least at Ivywild, a chance for you to take that necessary pause to do that. But tell us the status of reopening, and then we want to ask you about Stellina Pizza.
Yeah. So at Lau's Taco Shop, our patio is three times the size of our dining room inside. Our dining room is pretty small. So we're taking a little more cautious approach and keeping our dining room inside closed, but our patio is fully open. We're still doing takeout and delivery at Lau's. Ivywild School, as I said, we're still kind of in the midst of a construction project and not going to invite people into our construction zone just quite yet. We'd rather reveal it when it's all done and kind of allow everybody to enjoy the space a bit. Ivywild, I feel, is such a large space as well that we're still navigating what that looks like to have crowds of people in a building again, which, you know, for most people feels weird because it's been months since we were able to be, you know, right next to so many people in a space like that. So.
All right, right. Now, Stellina Pizza is in a location that is kind of an up-and-comer. We're talking about the north side of downtown, correct? Tell us about that, yeah. About the concept and what it is.
Yeah, so Stellina Pizza, we've been working on that for a little over a year. It's in the Middle Shooks Run neighborhood. It's actually a building that's been in that neighborhood for generations. And actually we looked at the history of that building and it's been some kind of a neighborhood grocery store gathering spot since 1909. And so we were really excited to be able to take over that building and just give it new life to continue to be that anchor in the neighborhood for gatherings and people with their kids and their friends to come join at Stellina Pizza for pizza, pasta, all of those delicious Italian goodies. The owner, Joseph Coleman, and then the chef who helped develop the concept actually went to Italy last year and in 2019 to really kind of do some research and kind of look at what what kind of Italian authentic experience we wanted to provide, and they fell in love with Roman-style pizza.
Mm.
So Roman-style pizza is traditionally kind of long and rectangular. Often in Rome, it's served by the slice or by the pound. And I mean, it's just all over Rome, and it's known for its shape, but also the way that they do the dough, which the way we've kind of adapted the Roman Italian style is we start with a sourdough starter and make the dough, and you actually use olive oil as one of the ingredients when you're doing the flour, water, all of those delicious goodies, and then it sits and proofs for 3 days. So it's not like you can just whip up a new batch of dough, but in 3 days, it then can become a magically delicious pizza. And that 3 days, the sourdough, the olive oil, all of those pieces come together to make a really crispy outside crust, but still some of those delicious, chewy pockets, air pockets that you want in lovely bread.
Sarah, literally my mouth is watering right now. I think a lot of our listeners are going, okay, where is it? Okay, so it's the Shook's Run neighborhood. Why was that neighborhood? Why is this concept ideal for that neighborhood?
I think that neighborhood is really up and coming. It's also where Switchback Coffee is in that neighborhood, which is another great spot. So I think that there's a surge that we could see in that neighborhood of small little businesses that can pop up. And I just think there's something really lovely about being able to walk just down your street to your neighborhood restaurant and grab a glass of wine with friends or pick up a pizza to take home. I actually have personal connection because I lived in that neighborhood for 8 years and, you know, had seen that building and what it, you know, has tried to be over the last couple years, and really excited to bring it back to that neighborhood where I have so many friends that live in that neighborhood.
So a restaurant within a walk's distance, and certainly something you would find in Rome, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We want to guide people if they are curious about Stellina Pizza. The website is to check out is stellinapizza.co. Is it .co or .com?
.co.
Yep. .co. Okay. We need to take a short break here. We're at the midway point of the Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We are focusing on the restaurant industry and how some restaurants are making their way back from the pandemic closures. That's coming up. More of the Extra after the break. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And, you know, we in this community, and really across the nation, across the world, really realized how much we missed getting to dine in restaurants when they were all closed down to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, some people may not be restaurant goers. I, for one, am a frequent restaurant goer, and I think I like going as much for the ambiance and the sense of community that you get dining out with other people as I do for the delicious food. All of that, though, other than the delicious food that you could take out, was missing during the time of closure. But now we are starting to see things open back up. Sarah Mishler has been talking to us. She's with Blue Star Group. But right now we want to bring back Mackenzie Mulby, who's the marketing consultant for Altitude Hospitality Group with Tamayo and also other restaurants. So, Mackenzie, we were talking about Northside Social, and you opened Northside Social just 1 month prior to Governor Jared Polis having to put the state of Colorado in a state of emergency due to the COVID-19 outbreak. I'm sure that is the last thing that you are preparing for when you were preparing to open a brand new restaurant. What were the first few weeks like, and how did you, I guess, start to regain that momentum?
Sure. So I keep telling people, you know, none of us have been through a pandemic before, so there's not a best practice, there's not a manual, there's not something we can pull from necessarily. And so we kind of have to just navigate it as it comes. And so especially when things feel so day by day. And so we did. I mean, we had a grand opening. We were packed. We had 500-600, you know, people there every night. And so to kind of say we've got to scale back, I think the benefit that we have is that we did kind of leave, or we had to, you know, shut down, unfortunately, just on a high. And so we have so many people that are so excited to come back. And, you know, that's something that we're looking forward to, and which is why, you know, waiting for, you know, a little bit more capacity to open Northside Social, as we don't want to kind of, you know, just kind of get back into it and just kind of halfway point, you know, she being what it is, as, you know, family-friendly gaming, indoor, outdoor, you know, we thrive on the community and packing it out. And so we want to wait until that's obviously appropriate for health reasons, but also for, you know, just us as a business. So, mm-hmm. So yes, it was definitely strange, but I don't think I'm the only person that will say, you know, I think we all kind of had to come together as a community and say, what are you doing? What are your best practices? You know, we've really leaned on each other, not just our own kind of, you know, being an island. We've really kind of gone to other people to say, what are you doing and what's working for you?
Right, because it certainly has brought out the best in innovation in terms right. of how everybody is dealing with it, and especially in the restaurant industry. Okay, so you talked a little bit about the Northside Social and that community aspect, the yard, as yeah. they call it, a big part of that, yeah. With that coming on line, who are you hoping to attract to the venue?
Yeah, well, so we, you know, that's kind of why we pivoted in a lot of ways, even before COVID happened, is, you know, Till is moving down kind of to the Broadmoor area where Garden of the Gods Gourmet is, and now we've kind of totally transformed that space into a family-friendly area. You know, we want to really attract the families kind of on that north end, and by opening up, you know, pickleball is strictly and really cool. You know, it's like one of the fastest growing gaming, you know, games and outdoor activities in America. And so we are really excited to kind of bring in pickleball, to do kind of games and camps and those types of things for children, for adults. We have membership that we're talking about considering, and then just having an outdoor area for, you know, cabanas and people to eat and play. And we want it to be a space that really you can come and just spend the whole day, and that there's activities for, you know, all ages.
Right. And outdoor eatery really could be really critical at this time.
Yeah. Right. And that's, you know, I think why too Mitch was like, let's just keep moving with this. Cause I mean, really people are going to feel one more comfortable in an outdoor setting. And two, they still want to have a place that they can come and congregate and have their friends come and play. You know, we really want to emphasize, you know, playing. And I think so much of, you know, the restaurant world and like what you were touching on is, you know, we miss that community aspect. You know, it's like to-go food is so great, but it's also that much better when you can actually be with your friends and your family and those types of things. So that's why we, you know, we continued with our construction, because we do believe that people want that still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't take the stress off the person who has to pick it up either. I told my family, right. I go, okay, right. This is not working for me, because I either have to prepare the food if we're eating at home,
yes.
or I have to retrieve the food. So my responsibilities have not lessened. I was very much looking forward to the reopening of restaurants from a very selfish standpoint. So our listeners out there may be having some qualms about returning to restaurants. What do you say to listeners who maybe have thought this through and, you know, are on the fence about what they should do, whether it's truly safe? What would you say to those listeners?
Well, I think, you know, the thing to remember is that restaurants are already putting, you know, best practices and safety measures. We were already doing those things, you know, and now with the new, like, requirements, it's just, if anything, I think we are almost more hyper about it, right? So we're much more cognizant and aware of how people might be feeling about these types of things. And so my encouragement is to support your local restaurants. And if you still don't feel comfortable going out, to you know, take takeout and those types of things, but to really understand that we really are abiding by the highest measures. And, you know, we are really working towards, you know, when you come in, we want you to feel that hospitality, but also understand that we are abiding by all the safety precautions.
Okay. Can you share some of that reopening information, the dates, et cetera, right now?
Sure. So Garden of the Gods Gourmet Market and Cafe is open. So we are open currently, you know, obviously to a certain capacity. Northside Social, we're still waiting to kind of hit a higher capacity mark to open, but we're hoping July, you know, depending on what the next couple of weeks look like.
Okay. And again, that website, if you want to find out more about Northside Social and the yard, sounds like a fun place, a fun experience. I didn't get a chance to go there before during your grand opening or anything, but I'll have to make that an appointment when it opens. But if you would like to find out more information, northsidesocialco.com. Northsidesocial.com. That is the website to go to. All right, you are listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio as we share with you some of the stories of restaurateurs and how they are coping both during the COVID pandemic as well as now that we are starting to move out of it. It sounds like a very vibrant scene, a vibrant industry, and they have tried to take these changes in their stride. And we'll tell you more about how one group, the Blue Star Group, is doing so after the break. That's coming up on The Extra. Stick around. Welcome back to The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And today we have been focusing on the restaurant industry. You know, it's been 12 weeks since the governor issued the stay-at-home order and suddenly, abruptly closed restaurants to in-house dining. We had seen it happen in other cities, San Francisco and New York, but this was in our state. And the impact of the closure spreading statewide, it was significant. Many restaurants have struggled in the interim. Some have had to lay off staff or furlough staff. Others have had to revamp business models, as we talked about at the start of the show. But right now, we are looking at some light at the end of the tunnel. Sarah Mishler is the Chief Brand and Strategy Officer with Blue Star Group. And earlier, Sarah, we were talking about some of the ways that your restaurants have been adjusting. I want to ask you, too, as I believe all your concepts do have outdoor dining, why is outdoor eating and places to do so important right now?
I think it comes down to, restaurants are, their whole purpose is to provide an excellent experience for our guests and hospitality away from their homes. And right now, people feel really comfortable outside, and dining outside feels safe. And so we want to continue to provide those experiences that allow our guests to get out of their house, enjoy the beautiful Colorado weather that we all get to enjoy in the summer, but also get to meet with their friends or have a great dine-in experience, dine-out experience that they've been missing for so many months.
Okay, and this is just me, but I always think it's easier to go in more casual clothing to an outdoor experience. You know, you can wear the shorts and flip-flops, you know. That's just me. I know you can. I know there's no dress code at your restaurants. So what would you say, we asked this of Mackenzie earlier, what would you say to the listeners who are considering, you know, going back to a restaurant? They may have a few qualms. And so how would you suggest putting the question to them or posing that situation to them? Why should we feel safe now going to those restaurants?
Mackenzie said it so well in the last segment. You know, restaurants really have been hyper-focused on the cleanliness, sanitation, and really putting into practices that make sure our customers feel safe, make sure our team members that are working day in and day out feel safe. And, you know, I think those policies have really been shared collectively, not just by El Paso County Health Department or the state, but also by the tight-knit restaurant community that exists here. I think Mackenzie also said this, support local. If I could encourage anybody to do anything is support the local restaurants. That's really going to help our restaurant community continue to thrive. And I also think if you still don't feel 100% safe coming out and sitting at a table, everybody is providing opportunities for people to get takeout, get delivery, or if you really want to, just buy a gift card online to your favorite restaurant so that you can use that once you do feel safe going out again.
Mm-hmm. Let's have our listeners know your reopening schedule once more for your various outlets.
Yeah, Lau's Taco Shop is open, doing takeout delivery, and our patio is open. We still have our inside restaurant closed, but you can enjoy our lovely big patio at Lau's Taco Shop. Right now, Stellina Pizza opened 3 weeks ago. We're still in our soft opening and have not added all of our menu items yet. Right now, we're just serving our pizza, lasagna, and some lovely appetizers, but we'll be adding fresh pasta and risotto in the next couple weeks. And again, our patio is open at Stellina Pizza, and not our inside dining room yet, but we are looking to open that hopefully soon. And then at Ivywild School, there's still some construction projects going on, and so I think we're a couple months away from being able to open Ivywild School, but we keep you posted on when that will happen.
And going back to the taco shop, it's Hawaiian taco. I've never even heard of Hawaiian tacos. So tell us about those.
It's Hawaiian inspired. So, you know, our signature dish are mahi-mahi tacos with a mango salsa on it.
Oh, boy.
Really light and fresh, delicious. We still have some more traditional fare with pork and a pork burrito, which is one of my favorite things on the menu. And so you can kind of come and have something light and fresh, or you can also get down on a little bit more traditional kind of Latin flavors.
What do you think, TJ? TJ's our producer. He's running the boards right now. He gives thumbs up. Yeah, I'm thinking tacos for lunch? Sounds delicious. Anyway, if you'd like to find out more information, where can people go online?
So I think you can go to selenapizza.co, which is our newest concept, and you can order right there on the website. Same thing at Lau's Taco Shop, which is L-A-A-U-S, Lau's Tacos. .com and order right there online.
Okay. Finally, as we get ready to wrap up, do you have some final thoughts on how it's been for you're in the restaurant industry? This has, you look at industries that have been hard hit in the past, for instance, during the Great Recession, certainly it was the housing industry, the construction industry that suffered as we saw construction come to a halt back in 2008 or so. But now dealing with this, where we saw restaurants take such a hit and really struggle to how to pivot and finding new ways of doing so. What would you say has been, I guess, the sustaining concept, that the sustaining thread that has run through this period of difficulty and now starting to to see a little bit more positivity at the end?
Yeah, I think restaurants traditionally are tough jobs. You work long hours, and really it's hard work working in a kitchen and running around. And so there's a lot of resiliency in restaurateurs and people that work in the restaurant industry. So I think that that serves us well in this very strange time, that resiliency, and then the innovation that I think has come out of it, and people really thinking outside of the box and trying to figure out how they can continue to provide food and services to our community, which is really at the heart of what we want to do. I think some of the government things that have helped allowing us to sell alcohol to go, I think has really been hugely impactful for restaurants to add some additional revenue that wasn't there before. I think there's more help that our government can do through potential Small Business Administration loans and things like that that can help us continue to survive and thrive. But there's been so much great local Colorado Springs outpouring of support through Support the Springs, which was an initiative that was started at the beginning of this, and just this great community that's come behind all of these local restaurants.
You know, I would say that having worked in a restaurant very early in my life, well, not that early, I guess I was 18, maybe 20, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you tend to get overwhelmed with the job, but I think now, looking back on it, those were some of the most special times of working. What a sense of camaraderie you have with the staff that you are surrounded by. And I know that those in the restaurant industry can never take that camaraderie for granted again, because we saw how important it was when it was missing. And for those of us in the public, or those of us who are no longer working in those restaurant jobs we had early in our careers, now is the time to support our restaurants and to never take them for granted again, and to appreciate all the hard work and effort that has gone into their struggle to survive. Sarah, I'd like to bring you in, or excuse me, Mackenzie, I'd like to bring you in and ask you that same question that I just asked Sarah. You know, what has been the thread that you see running through this experience?
Well, I do. Like Sarah said, I think in the restaurant industry, I mean, we are 7 days a week. Often we are late nights, early mornings. And so we are always up to a challenge. And I think that's how you had to kind of feel in those moments is, you know, how are we going to pivot this? How are we going to innovate something, you know, to bring what we love so dearly, which is hospitality, into the hands and the hearts and the homes of people that are in our community. And I think bottom line for us, it's, you know, at the end of the day, we want to serve people. And so however that has to look, if that looks differently, then we just come up with a new plan. And that willingness to evolve is what keeps our community so strong. So that's what I've seen, you know, in the last couple of months is just leaning on each other, you know, and just saying, what are you doing? What's working for you? What's not working for you? And ultimately, that's, I think, what serves us in the end.
Mackenzie Maltby-Tamayo with Altitude Hospitality Group, thank you so much. Sarah Mishler with Blue Star Group, thank you so much. And we'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in, but also encourage you to check out some of these amazing dining experiences. And if you'd like to find out more, NorthsideSocialCo.com is a website to check out, and StellinaPizza.co. Check those out. We'll also have those links up on our podcast page on KRDO News Radio. And that right now is it for The Extra, and we'll have more coming your way after the break. But first, I just want to thank our guests and thank our listeners. You've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 92.5 FM, and 1240 AM.